Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Well, humanoids, I finally did it. Yeah, I wasn't going to. Let me tell you what I did. I finally decided to purchase some streaming services, such as Apple TV. I've seen previews of shows that I kind of wanted to watch, but I said, whatever's whatever. So, I was on a family plan with, you know, my wife was paying for the family plan, and we are restructuring our finances and stuff like that. So she said, if you want it, you're going to have to pay for it. I don't want it anymore. And I was like, okay, whatever, cool. So Apple has the all-in-one plan where you get Apple TV, Apple Music, and Apple Arcade. $15 a month. I'm like, okay, cool. So I got it. Now, I'm getting going to get a set-top box, the Apple TV set-top box, you know, the 4K one, so I can play some video games, along with if I'm not mistaken, I could use a PS2, well, not a PS2, but a PlayStation controller or an Xbox controller, which I have an extra one laying around the house, charge it up, bam. I'm going to be playing some video games. Some mobile games. One of my favorite is NBA 2K. I'm going to have to get that. Yes, I is. The other streaming service I decided to get was Peacock. The reason why I got Peacock, I wanted to watch the Super Bowl. Since I haven't watched, you know, this season, humanoids, I have not watched an entire NFL game except for the Super Bowl. I have not watched an entire game. Now, I've caught highlights of the games, but that's it. Not an entire game. So, I said I wanted to watch the Super Bowl, and bam, there I did it. I got Peacock. Now, on these streaming services that I'm paying for, there are a couple of shows that I want to check out. And one of them is Resident Alien. It has 2 seasons. It's a sci-fi comedy. And it's about an alien crash on Earth and assumes the identity of a town doctor. But soon finds his nefarious mission threatened by a young boy who could see his true alien form. And that is over on Peacock, and that seems like it's going to be pretty good in its 2 seasons. So my next day off, I'm going to binge watch it as much as I can, you know. So I'm going to check that out. Now, let's go over to Apple TV and let's see what is on that I want to watch. Now, there are a couple of shows on Apple TV that I want to watch. And, humanoids, I got to admit, Snoopy. I love Snoopy. I love Charlie Brown. Always been a big friend of Charlie Brown. And, you know, the Charlie Brown, the Peanuts Gang series, the Charlie Brown, I love all the, growing up, that's, man, I loved the Charlie Brown, you know, so, the Snoopy Show, okay? Don't judge me, humanoids. I'm a big kid at heart. Okay, the other show is Invasion. I've started the first episode of Invasion. And the other show, Severance. And it looks like it's going to be pretty good. Matter of fact, Severance just started about a week ago. Well, yes. A couple of weeks ago. And it has one season. Right now it has three episodes. And it's, let's see. Mark leads a team of office workers whose memories have been surgically divided between their work and personal lives. That sounds pretty interesting. So I can't wait to, check that out. Sounds really, really interesting. Can't wait. Those are a couple. Oh, there's another show that I've seen a preview for on Apple TV, Suspicion. That looks like it's going to be really good. And it has one season, has five episodes. Four ordinary Brits are accused of kidnapping the son of a prominent U.S. media mogul. They embark on a desperate race against time to prove their innocence. That sounds like it's going to be good too. And there's one more. I didn't discover this one until I purchased the Apple TV streaming. So it is The Tragedy of Macbeth. Now, out of all of Shakespeare's plays, writings, or whatever, my favorite was Macbeth and Othello. And Macbeth stars Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. And if you don't know the story of Macbeth, one reason why I like this show is because I remember I had to read Macbeth when I was in high school. In order to pass my English class, I had to read Macbeth and write a synopsis of it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I really did. But here's the thing. Before reading Macbeth, there's another story that is sort of similar to Macbeth. It was called My Fair Lady. After watching that, and here's the thing, we had to watch that movie in English class, then read Macbeth and watch Macbeth. I can say I learned something in school, man. Humanoids. I really enjoyed that. I really did. But this looks like it's going to be really good. The Tragedy of Macbeth. And I'm going to check it out. Also, now on Paramount, there's a chick action flick. Not Paramount. I'm sorry. On the Peacock channel. I'm kind of glad I got the Peacock channel, because I saw a preview for a movie, and I don't know if it went to the theaters or not. To tell you the truth, Humanoids, I don't even want to go to the movies anymore. You know, I will pay to watch a movie on my television at home. I can order some pizza. get my sparkling water, get some wings, put it on my television, sit back in my recliner, and I'm out of how much? With the streaming channel, which is about $5 a month, the pizza, which is about $15, the wings is another $12, plus I could go to the bathroom and don't have to worry about, you know, it being nasty and dirty and smelly and all that. You know? Plus, I can pause it and go to the bathroom and don't have to worry about missing anything. I can also watch it today, and if I want to watch it again, I can watch it tomorrow without having to pay. But anyway, let me get back to the movie that is only streaming on Peacock. That is The 355. And you're probably saying, what is The 355? Well, the reason why it was named The 355 is because during the American Revolutionary War, there was a female spy. Was it the Revolutionary War? I forget what war it was. But there was a female spy who worked for the government. She was a spy for the government. And they never mentioned her name, but they gave her a number. And that was the number, 355. But anyway, this show, this movie is pretty good. I liked it. I think you guys will probably like it if you have the Peacock channel and the paid version. Another reason why I'm kind of glad I got the paid version of the Peacock channel is, like I said, I got to watch the Super Bowl, the entire game. Finally, I watched the game this season. But Bel Air, I wanted to see the more serious side of Bel Air, because, you know, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, it was the comedy, Will Smith. Yeah, you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, you know, back in the day, but you know, I'm glad they did this series and made it serious. And also, I wanted to check out Humanoids. I wanted to check out curling in the Winter Olympics in Beijing. I love curling. I remember when I first discovered curling, my wife and I had just gotten married, and we were watching the Winter Olympics, and they had curling, and I was like, what is that? What is this sport? And we sat there, she and I, and watched curling. And every time they had a curling event, we watched it ever since then, because, you know, that's one thing we bonded over was curling, because it was a sport that she and I have never seen. And we finally saw it and thought it was very interesting. And we watched it and we both enjoyed it. Now, she likes figure skating. Eh. But I like cross country, alpine skiing, and curling. And also freestyle skiing. And ever since the 80s, I was a big fan of of hockey. I became a fan of hockey when I think back in the 80s they had the Olympics in Russia, I believe, and we won gold. And also I'm a big fan of ski jumping and speed skating. So yeah, I'm glad I got the paid channel of Peacock. You guys really should check it out. Like I said, it's only $5 a month, which isn't bad, you know. And that's if you've cut the cable, which I did years ago. There are a couple of more shows that I watch on HBO Max. Which I feel you guys, if you get a chance to check these out, you also like those shows on HBO Max and Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, I'm telling you guys, man, Amazon Prime, for The Boys alone, I would get Amazon Prime. The Boys, I can't wait for season 3. Also, Invincible. I know I talked about it before. Invincible, great, great animation cartoon. And then Vox Machina on Amazon Prime is a great adult cartoon. It's not for kids. It really isn't. But it's good. Now, over on HBO Plus, Stan Lee did two comic books for or had something to do with two comics from DC. One was Mosaic, which I will be watching, and I forget the other, which was really good. It was really good. I'm gonna have to do some research and look it up and see if I can find it again, and when I do, I'll let you guys know and tell you about it. But Mosaic over on HBO Max, it was written by Stan Lee, it's on DC, and it's pretty good. So those are some of the streaming shows that I'm watching right now. And you know what, humanoids? You hold on. It's time to, you know, go pay them bills, and I'll be right back. So, humanoids, we're going to switch gears a little bit. let me tell you guys, man, This one here had me cracking up a little bit, okay? The other day, I got surprised by my nephew who I haven't seen in years. So, he pops down, and we're hanging out, and he sees my watch. Now, I'm not wearing the Apple Watch. What I have is this cheap watch, which is supposedly a smart watch, tells the time. It tells me how many steps I've taken. It tells me how many calories I've burned. It can tell me my heart rate, give me the weather. I can control music on my phone with it. I can also use it as a camera remote for my phone. And what else it does, you know, alarms, you know, the old bells and whistle thing. And, excuse me. So, humanoids, we're hanging out, and he sees the watch, and I'm telling him about the watch and everything. And I was like, oh, man. That day, I had taken 12,845 steps. And I wanted to know how many miles that was. So I said, hey, Siri, how many miles is 12,845 steps in this crazy Siri on my phone? Said, I found this on the web and pulled up a freaking calculator. Yeah, pull up a converter calculator. And I'm like, yo, man, what's up with that? I'm like, yo, man, Siri, I don't even like you like that, you know? Because I'm so used. I'm so used to Alexa. She got me spoiled. Yes, she does. Because I can say, Alexa, how many steps? It's, never mind. No workout in progress. Oh, no workout. Oh, yeah. But I asked Alexa, I could ask Alexa, Alexa, how many miles is 12,845
steps? 12,845
steps
is 5.6 miles.
See what I mean? 5.6 miles, baby. I ain't got to do no work. Siri want to make me do some work. Siri, why you want to make me work? Huh? Why you want to make me work? That's why I love Alexa so, because she got me spoiled, y'all. She got me spoiled. That's my baby. Siri. I'm not Siri. Alexa. I love you, girl. Alexa. I love you, girl.
Thanks for saying I love you. You're just as sweet as pie. Know that I'll be here for you. As always, your trusty AI.
See, look at that. Alexa, beatbox for me, girl. Beatbox for me.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Alexa, beatbox for me. Aw, yeah. Oh. Thank you, Alexa. Alexa, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's my girl, man.
Good Monday.
That's my girl, man. That's my girl. Because, you know, she, man, as you know, she tells me the weather. She tells me the time. She gives me bits of historical information. Give me holiday. Man, that's my girl, man. That's my girl. But yeah, man. I just love her, man. I don't know what to say, man. I love her. Oh. But yeah, so my nephew was like, man, that's why I use Bixby. Bixby has fallen off completely, man. All you got to do is say, okay, Google. Google is Google, you know, but no. But yeah, can't wait, man. Can't wait to get some more toys, which I will be soon. I'm still having difficulty, humanoids, of trying to stay consistent and try. Man, you guys know I've been at this YouTube thing forever, you know. I'm going to start it back. I'm going to start it back up soon. You know, what I want to do, here's my plan. This is what I plan to do. Humanoids, I'm planning on making at least 2 videos a week. Edit them. But I'm not releasing them until later this year. Maybe midsummer. Around July, August, you know. I just want to have enough videos. I just want to record enough videos that I can edit, upload, and then release without having to worry about, oh, I got to record a video. I got to record a video, you know. So that is my goal. That is my plan. Like on my days off, I need to start writing down ideas and then executing them. I was talking to one of my coworkers the other day, and I was like, why you don't have a big social media presence? And he was like, I really don't want to be over social media like that. And I'm like, why not? And the funny thing is, that is the same mentality, the same attitude I've had about social media presence since I got my first smartphone. I didn't want to be over it all. I didn't want to be all over it like that. I still want to be reclusive a little, you know. But humanoids, in order for me to meet the status that I'm trying to get to, I'm going to have to be, which is difficult. You know, it's so difficult doing things by yourself. It really is. It's so difficult when you want to be, it's not the fact that I want to be in total control, but I do want to be in total control of my image, of, you know, and it's just, I'm just amazed at what humans would do to be in the spotlight for their 15 seconds, you know, 15 seconds of fame. It is amazing to me. The human mind is the most amazing thing to me. I used to think that exploring the deepest oceans of this planet was amazing. I used to think that exploring the outer rims of space was amazing. None of that compares to the human mind. None of that. The human mind is the most amazing thing to me. Sometimes I wish I would have continued my education and graduated with a psychology degree so I could dive deep into the minds of human beings. The most amazing thing. To see what make people do what they do. To see what make me do what I do. Why? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? What was the motive behind it? And after you reach that motivation, that the experience, was it worth it? Most amazing. Well, humanoids, I'm gonna have to say that is it for this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode. Also, if this is your first time, humanoids, hit that subscribe button. Come on back. We will have more podcast episodes for you. And until next time, humanoids, stay human. Well, 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 humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my batteries. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.